I speak my word with conviction. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. I speak my word with conviction. This is one of the biggest problems that any of us have in working with consciousness, in working with thought, in working with the power of thought. We fail to speak our word with conviction. And the reason we fail to speak our word with conviction is that we're not really sure that that's the way it works. If any of us were really perfect practitioners, if we were perfect practitioners of the principle of truth, we would say, I am whole and perfect, end. That's it. That's all we'd have to say, and it would be done, and we would be whole and perfect, expressing that wholeness and that perfect right that minute. There would not be another second. There would not be another instant to pass. It would be right that second. Now, that's nice. Very nice. That's very desirable. That's very special. It's very, very, very desirable. Now, how do we do it? How do we speak our word with conviction? Well, it takes a little bit of training. We have so often said, I am sick, and we have the evidence in our body to show it. And so we're familiar with saying, I am sick when I am sick. And we can say that with conviction, I am sick when I am sick. And it works very well, very powerfully, very effectively, and we bring about I am sick in our consciousness by saying, I am sick. Now, you say, well, okay, now, what do we do? If that works so well, what do we do? What do we put in mind? How can we speak our word with conviction? I just told you. You speak your word with conviction because you know how it feels to feel sick. And you say to yourself, I am sick. You know how it feels to be poor. And you say, I am poor. You know how it feels to be friendless, and you say, I ain't got no friends. And you know how it feels to feel all of those negative things. But you don't know how it feels when it's right and good. You know why? Because we haven't accustomed ourselves to saying, I like me. We haven't accustomed ourselves to saying, when we feel on top of the world, boy, I feel so good, I feel so wonderful, I feel so fantastic, And wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to say? I feel so wonderful, I feel so fantastic, I feel so good. Wow, wow, wow. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to say? Really, wouldn't it? Think about it. If you can say, I am that, then what have you got? Then you've got feeling wonderful. And you know how it feels when you're feeling wonderful because you're saying, I am feeling wonderful. Now, this is going to sound silly, but this is the way the principle works. If every moment of our life we could speak the word of how it feels to feel whatever it is to feel, we would be able to speak our word and feel how it is to feel anything we want to feel when we want to feel it. Now, you say, well, that sounds kind of obvious, but is that the way I want to do it? Well, it's not a matter of is that the way you want to do it. Is that the way you do it? Yes, that's the way you do it. Your son goes out and polishes the car. And you come out there and you say, son, you did a great job. Now, if you want that boy to polish the car again, if you want him to take an interest in polishing the family car and making it beautiful every time that it's possible to do so, you will praise to high heaven that wonderful thing that he's done. Son, you've got every spot of... Son, you've done such a marvelous job, we cannot even take it to the car wash and have it done as well as you did. You're wonderful. And then, let it alone. Let it alone, you know it's done. And you know that you've spoken your word. Now, you know he didn't do a perfect job. He did not get underneath the fenders, and he did not get underneath the bumper and around the bumper and around the parts where it goes into the engine. He did not get this. He didn't lift the hood. He didn't lift the trunk. He didn't open the doors and wipe out the inside of the doors and clean that part out. He didn't wipe the inside of the windows. He got the outside very good, but not the inside. Now, if you want him to do a good job, you'll praise him, and you won't pick on all the little areas where he missed. But you'll praise him. You'll say, "Son, you always do a wonderful job. You always cover every area of the car so perfectly. I feel so good when I get in the car." You praise him so that he will act upon however it is that is for the highest good of the car. Now you say, "Well, that's manipulation." No, it's not manipulation. You see your car perfect in every way. You see the doors open, the trunk open, the hood of the car open. You see the engine washed off, all the dust is off of it. You see everything clean as a whistle. And you say, but it's not that clean. But you see it that way. And you say it that way to your son. And as you say it that way to your son, again and again he'll do the car, and he'll do it gloriously. Better each time. With more enthusiasm each time. Now, our body is the same way. Our life and affairs is the same way. Our life and affairs may not be as ideal as we want them. Maybe we could use more friends. Maybe we could have deeper relationships. Maybe we could have more fun times with our friends, and they just don't seem to invite us. So, we invite them. But they're not our friends. They don't invite us. Well, they never will be if we don't invite them. So, we have a party, and it's a simple backyard barbecue. All things are going just perfect. And you invite your friends over, and they say, "Wow, this is beautiful, Herb. You did a nice job here. Wow, this is special. Are we expecting someone else besides just us?" "No, no, no. That's just for us. Herb, you went way out just for us. That is really nice." Well, now, those people are not stupid either, are they? They know that praising you for the party that you're giving is going to be, they'll be invited back another time. And, of course, they'll invite you to their parties too, but that's not the point. The point is, they'll be invited back another time. They will be welcome another time because they appreciate you for who you are. Now, you may not have made the steaks done as thoroughly or as rare as they like them. You may not have had everything in perfect condition for them, but you tried. You gave it your best. And as you give it your best, your mind is thinking about the best. Now, you and your family go to bed that evening and you say, "Wasn't that a nice party? That was really fun." And you know, they even want to stay over and help me clean up afterwards. And, you know, that's terrific. I tell you, I can't do and think and be happy enough about our friends. They are just so wonderful. Now, are you building a new relationship? Are you building a new friendship? Are you building it in your consciousness? Are you building it in your awareness? Now, maybe they didn't do everything perfect. Maybe they a lick and a promise on things that should have been done more thoroughly, but that at least they showed an effort. Now, when we speak about our body, we say our body is whole and perfect, even when it's not. We say our body is whole and perfect, even when the outer picture of it is not there. What we are doing is we are speaking our word with conviction. We're saying, "I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect." Now, maybe you have nothing to be whole and perfect in, as, through, or because you are whole and perfect. And you say, "Why am I saying I'm whole and perfect when I'm whole and perfect?" Because you want to know how it feels when you say I'm whole and perfect when you're whole and perfect. So you say I'm whole and perfect when you're whole and perfect. So when you are apparently not whole and perfect and you say I'm whole and perfect, you remember how it feels. You remember what the sensation is. And scientists tell us that the sensations that go on in the mind thinking about a particular incident and the sensations go on in the mind actually experiencing that incident are exactly the same. Only the sensations thinking about it are sometimes even stronger than those that went on in experiencing it. Interesting idea. So when we say, "I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect," we are putting a cause in motion that we are whole and perfect. Now, being whole and perfect when we say that means that we are putting the cause in motion at a time when we are benefiting ourselves in the most beneficial way, in the most positive, glorious way. And when we can say to ourselves, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, and we are whole and perfect, and physically we know it, mentally we know it, in every way we know it, hey, our body joins the words whole and perfect with being whole and perfect. So, when we say, I am whole and perfect, then we will have memorized that concept in our consciousness, and when we say, I'm whole and perfect, we will outpicture that wholeness and perfection in our thought system, in our attitudes, and in our way, and anything which might appear not to be whole and perfect about us has no power to continue to exist. It's not recognized. It's not being called forth. But I'm whole and perfect is being recognized and is being called forth. That's pretty exciting. And that's the way it works. And when you speak with your word of conviction of what you know you have experienced and you know wherefrom you speak, great. I'm a millionaire. Huh, that's kind of tough, isn't it? How many times have you been a millionaire? Well, think of how it would be to be a millionaire. Think of how it would be to be a millionaire. Think of how it would be to be a person who could spend whatever he wanted without having to think, how much money do we have left and do we have enough to go around with all the things. Think how it would be to be able to spend it that way, you know? Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be an exciting adventure? To think how it would be to have enough money to spend on anything that you wanted, whenever you wanted it, and you're always more there to spend. Now, build up that thought. Build up that dream consciousness in your consciousness, and you will have the experience. Remember, when you think about something, you give it the same power as actually having it. Remember that. When we think about something, we give it the same power as actually experiencing it. I'm whole and perfect. I'm independently wealthy. I have all the money I want and enjoy, and I spend it with great joy, not wisely, with great joy and with a great abandon. And I love it. Instead of giving a 10 or 15% tip, I give a 20% or a 30% tip, or maybe even just double the bill. The bill comes to $40 for my dinner, and I put $80 down. And they say, wow, what a big-time spender. He's rich. He's rich. That's what they think of you. He's rich. And isn't that nice to have people thinking that you're rich? And you walk into the hospital, and you're straight. You carry your chin up, your chest out, and your shoulders back. And you walk with conviction. You walk with a feeling of oneness. And you go in and see different people in the hospital who you're visiting. And you say, my God, Paul, you look great. You just look fantastic. You are glorious. And you look the part yourself. And so he looks at you and he says, oh, Herb, whenever you come in here, I just feel better. I don't know why, but I just feel better. Well, Paul, it's because I like me and I feel good. And I look at you and I see you feeling good. And I see you, but sit up, Paul. You're fantastic. You don't have to tell him to sit up. He'll sit up. Because that's his nature. He sees me looking so perky and so sitting up, and he wants to do the same thing. Now, you do too. We all do. Speak your word with conviction. I speak my word with conviction, and I get wonderful results. This takes practice. Oh, yes, it takes practice, but it's not hard. It's not hard at all. These basketball players who were put in a dark room and told to practice basketball in their mind, and the basketball players who played on the court, and then they were pitted against each other, and the ones who played in the dark in their mind always made the basket, always dribbled perfectly, always did everything marvelously. They always were the winner. And it's just the way it goes. You know, that's the way life is. Our mind is so powerful, so beautiful, that even if something appears to be contrary, we speak our word of reality about it, and that reality takes form and is manifest right now. Kind of fun, isn't it? Kind of wonderful. But it's the way it works. I'm ready to work it. I speak my word with conviction, and it is so. Oh, how wonderful it is, how wonderful it is, how wonderful it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.